Hey everyone, it's Crystal. Welcome back to the Life Aligned podcast, where I give you the tools you need to live a life of purpose. I am super excited about today's episode for a few reasons. The first of which is tomorrow is my birthday. So happy birthday to me. And this is also my 50th episode. I'm just like so astounded, happy, excited, just so many emotions right now. I have made it to 50 episodes, and that is huge. So, in honor of my day and this being my 50th episode, I am hosting the first ever Life Aligned podcast giveaway. It is really simple to enter. It's going to be a raffle, and in order to be included, all you have to do is review the Life Aligned podcast wherever you're listening to me. So leave me a review in your podcast app, and preferably 5 stars, and your name will be entered into the drawing. Now, what is the prize, you may ask? So there will be 3 prizes, and the prizes for this raffle are a $50 gift certificate to the Life Crystallize shop. So it'll be a $50 gift certificate to my shop, Life Crystallized, where you can purchase energy healing jewelry, you can book a session with me, whatever else I have available in the shop, the $50 will be good site-wide. In addition to the Life Crystallized gift certificate, you will also receive a Life Aligned podcast t-shirt. After you leave your review, you can just shoot me the name of the handle that you use to leave your review so I know it's you. Email your submission to crystal@lifecrystallized.com. That's CRYSTAL at life with a Y, LYFE, crystallized.com. Next Sunday, August 2nd, I will be choosing not one, not two, but 3 winners to receive the $50 gift certificate and the t-shirt. I'll announce the winner on the show next Sunday, and I will reach out to you to get your mailing address and other information so that I can send you your prize. So go ahead, leave those reviews, and enter the drawing. Today we are going to be talking about money and how our conscious and unconscious thoughts and beliefs centered around money can affect our ability to earn and keep it. But before we do, I'd like to take a pause for a quick word from today's sponsor, Mel's Sweet Treats.
Mel's Sweet Treats, home of the world's famous apple dumplings, magically delicious brownies, and the best cookies you've ever tasted. Because cookies are like hugs for your mouth. We have a plethora of desserts to satisfy your fancy. To request a menu and place an order, email melssweettreats@gmail.com. We are located in Elmsford, New York. We offer shipping, pickup, and local delivery.
The format of this episode is also a little different than my typical episodes. It's a recording of a workshop that I did a few months ago around money and our chakras. So if you hear some background noise, some shuffling around, things that I typically try to minimize or edit out, that's why. This episode will also give you a peek into my life as a professional Reiki practitioner. So I do work with clients in clearing these blocks so that they can create the lives of abundance that they desire. If you ever find yourself struggling with money, whether it's earning it or saving it, then this is definitely an episode you'll want to tune into.
So one of the things that I recognized was that I am a Buddhist. I was raised in a Christian household, and that's all great. And as Buddhists, we embrace everybody, whatever you practice. I'm there for it. I'm here for it. I'm going to Christmas. I'm going to Hanukkah. We're going to all of it. But that during this time, even with whatever your religious practice is, you know, whatever, however many prayers you're doing, day, night, there's still another fundamental dynamic going on. And I think that many of us have learned that we need to target this inner human revolution that is going on from more than just one or two places. And I started to put together all of the work that I've been doing. I had major surgery in 2015. And, you know, once you're laid up for 3 or 6 months and can't leave the house, COVID-19 is nothing. So realizing that, it was very interesting that I learned many tools during those years of recovery, and being able to really put them together right now and kind of file them like Legos and build something out of it became very remarkable. And I've been sharing with others that, you know, becoming spiritually aware or learning about your energy force, or that same force that rotates the universe, exists within you. And, you know, we are not taught to master how to use that. But I started probably back in about 2015, 2016. And part of me realized that I've already got this going on in my life. And what would happen if I could really fine tune it and have it become more acute? People walk into my home and they're like, oh my God, it's so beautiful, all of your stuff. And my response is, I've never bought a thing. Everything has just come to me. If I need a couch, boom, there's a couch. We had a set. We're throwing it out. We don't need it anymore. I've got a couch. You know, I've got, it's just, it's really interesting that I've bought almost nothing in my home. And I realized that has to do with a certain energy. But I've been working on other energy fields. And so with that being said, I just want everyone to understand that, you know, all frequency and all energy carries information. Okay. And yes, indeed, that same force that helps the universe to rotate exists within us. We must learn to use it. Where you place your attention is where you place your energy. So words are very important, and they do manifest. And I've heard many people say, uh-oh, I don't want to speak that into existence. So believe it on one end, but we do not believe it as far as it being an asset and a tool for us to use to do our own inner transformations. But information is intention. And so I met the beautiful crystal of life crystallized recently among another amazing group of women that I partake with and I am in communication with, and we have amazing stimulating dialogues. So I've asked her to come on because she is pretty much, she's really been fine tuning this energy thing, and I've been learning so much from her. I've done a couple of things with her. So I wanted to really turn it over to her and let her give us a little bit of her insight, and then we can open up for discussion. You guys, usually I do this for about 30 to 40, 45 minutes. It can roll depending on who jumps on and how the dialogue is. But Miss Crystal, Life Crystallized, it is all yours. Thank you so much for joining and just coming on to have the dialogue.
I appreciate it. So as Fonda said, I'm Crystal. And so you mentioned, Vonda, like that energy is really within us, right? And that is one of the big things that I kind of talk about in my work and that I work with my clients on. And that energy, however you want to call it, I typically talk about it in terms of our chakras, right? So you guys have probably heard the word chakra. You may have an idea of what they are or where they are, but I'm just going to very quickly, because that is like the our energy core, right? So our chakras, we all have 7 chakras, and they start in like your tailbone area, like that area around your groin, your tailbone. Your next one, that is your root chakra. That is kind of like your foundation, your basis for everything, right? So your root chakra ties into our feelings of, and they also, I'm also a teacher. I have a BA in psychology. So all of these things kind of tie in together. If you're familiar with Maslow's hierarchy of needs, it's very similar to our chakras. So your root chakra is going to be like the foundation of that pyramid. That is what ties into our basic needs, right? Our survival instinct. When that's blocked or even overactive, we're gonna have issues or feel like our needs are not being met. We're going to have that kind of scarcity, that kind of lack mentality, like I will not be provided for. And then you're gonna move up into like just below your navel, that is your sacral chakra that's connected to our creativity, our passion, kind of like that fire in your belly. So that also ties into, again, your creativity, that fire, that like sexual energy. When you're feeling a imbalance there, you're going to be feeling like maybe I cannot find a way. You're going to be doubting your ability to find a way to create that abundance, to create a way to make money. Moving up to your solar plexus, that's like right below, like between your heart and your belly. So that's your solar plexus area. For those of you that are into fitness, then you know where that area is. That is like your powerhouse. So that is where your feelings of confidence come in. You feel confident in your ability to create financial abundance. Moving up to your heart chakra, that relates to our feelings of love, our ability to give and receive love, our connections with others, right? An imbalance there is going to affect your feelings of really your ability to, again, to connect with others, your feelings of self-worth. Am I worthy of financial abundance? That's where that's going to come into play. Your throat chakra is your ability to really, the way I like to say it is really speak your truth. Right? So you have these feelings, and it can be something as simple as you wanted cream in your coffee, right? And you received the black coffee. How comfortable do you feel telling the barista, hey, listen? And so it doesn't have, and it shouldn't be combative, but it's really just as simple as saying, hey, I ordered my coffee with cream. This is black. Can you add a little cream to it? How good are you about doing that, right? When it comes to your money, if you were charged a fee for whatever reason, how comfortable are you? How are you able to really stand up for yourself and say, hey, this charge is wrong? And it could be like a $5 charge. Like, again, it's not about being combative about like trying to curse out the customer service representative, but really just saying, hey, you guys made a mistake. Can you fix it? Right? Moving up to your third eye, that is the area right here, like between your eyebrows. That relates to like your intuition, those like gut feelings that you have, those signs and messages that you receive, and that like you keep on seeing the same number. It can be some kind of organization or a name that keeps popping up for you. What is that trying to tell you? Your ability to connect with that information. And again, as it relates to money, your finances, following those signs, knowing and feeling when you've been presented with an opportunity, right? To make X amount of money in X amount of time. You're feeling like something's not right with this. And it could be something as simple as this opportunity is not aligned to who and what you are, so that you're not really going to put your all into it. So you, that opportunity may have the ability to give you whatever it is the person that's asking you to get in on it is offering, but if it's not aligned to who you are, then you're not going to receive that benefit. So again, just tapping into those feelings, those, that knowing that you had that this isn't for me. And then finally, our crown chakra is just above the crown of your head. And that relates to your connection with God, with the divine, with source, whatever, as Vonda said, whatever or whoever you identify with as that being, that's your connection. So when you're feeling like that connection is off, some of you may be in a place right now where you're questioning your faith, questioning the spiritual teachings that you have grown up with, that you have maybe believed all of your life, and now you're at a point where you're unsure. That relates to your crown chakra. So again, and one of the big things that I tend to see where people are having like kind of not a faith crisis, but when they're questioning their faith or one of the teachings, particularly in the Christian faith, right? One of the teachings that a lot of Christians get, whether it's explicitly or implicitly, in just the way, not necessarily what you're taught in terms of like the words or the teachings of like the Bible or scripture, but in the actions of those around you, whether it's your church family or your actual, you know, your blood family, is this idea that being wealthy is evil. Money is, or the love of money, however you decide to spin that phrase, money is connected to evil. And so when you have that idea in your head, when that is really connected to your spirituality, to that crown chakra, you're not going to be ever be able to be wealthy, and whatever your definition of wealthy is, if you truly believe, whether consciously or unconsciously, money is evil. So that is a basic, quick rundown of your chakras. And it's really, I say all that to say that chakra work, and chakras is something that I work with regularly in my work in my business, and just personally. And the reason why understanding your chakras or having a basic understanding of your chakras is important is because if you are finding that you are really familiar, you understand very well money, you understand investment, finance, whatever it is that relates to money. If you have a very good understanding of money, how to make money, how to manage money, how to save money, invest, all of these things. If you fully understand all of these things, you have a really good understanding of them, you know how to do these things. You may even be doing these things, but what you're finding is that you are not reaching your financial goals, there's something else going on. Something else is at play. And that something else is a block. It's an energetic block to abundance. So what you're gonna find is that if you have a block or a core belief that relates to any one of these chakras, that relates to who you are as a person, you can do all the work, you can have all the knowledge, you are going to have a very difficult time reaching those financial goals. Because your energy, again, whether you're aware of it or not, the vibe that you're giving off, that you're sending, the message that you are sending to the universe is, I am not worthy of wealth. I cannot create wealth. I am not provided for. Whatever that message is, that's the message, regardless of what you're doing and what the actions that you're taking, if that is the message that you're sending out into the universe, that is what you're going to receive. The universe is going to give you exactly what you are asking for, and that is by having these thoughts, which results in you having these feelings. So our thoughts become our feelings and our actions, and that's a whole, we could go on about that. But so that's why it's important for you to understand these areas. Now, there's a really kind of quick and dirty way to figure out what chakras are blocked? Which one of your energy centers is blocked? And if you, it's important, again, it's important to understand this, because unless you understand what the problem is, you're not going to be able to fix it. So if you are, yeah, so we're going to get quick and dirty. And this is a way for you to figure out what's going on. So again, in my work, in my practice, I work with my clients in figuring out which one of their areas is blocked. But as with any of this stuff, you can get a personal trainer, and a personal trainer is really going to, because that is their work, they're going to take you to that next level physically in terms of your fitness goals. But you can turn on YouTube and do a, you know, exercise regimen regularly, and you will see results. So it's great to have a coach, it's great to work with someone, but it's not necessary. So a way for you to find out which one of your energy centers is blocked, and again, it's important to know so that you can address the problem. Because if the problem we're having, if we're sinking because there's a hole in our motorboat and we're trying to fix the motor that's running, we're gonna sink, right? We need to patch that hole. So working on the right area is important to correcting the problem. So like I said, our energy centers are related to, or they rest in, they lie in specific physical locations in our body. Your root chakra, as I said, is that tailbone, this like kind of the area around your tailbone, like going around your body. So your tailbone, your groin, that sort of area, right? If you are constipated, if you are having aches or pains, hernias, like any sort of physical symptoms in your groin, your tailbone, that back area, that is a physical manifestation of that energy center being blocked. So if you're having any of these symptoms, then it may likely be related to the fact that your root chakra is blocked. So you want to do some work on clearing that block and restoring the balance to that area. And again, another just kind of quick and dirty way to kind of figure out if this is your issue. What are your thoughts? How do you feel about money? Are you now, you know, we're in kind of a global crisis. Toilet paper, flour, our basic, you know, essentials are impacted right now. So do a little self-check. How are you really, how in tune are you with that frequency of pandemic? How in tune with you, how aligned are you right now with that feeling of, oh my gosh, I just went to the grocery store to buy more toilet paper. They don't have any. I don't have enough. How does that make you feel, right? Because it could be a couple of ways. Either you can just say, they don't have it, I'll figure it out. I'll use grass if I have to. It's not that serious. You know, people for centuries survived, existed without toilet paper. I have an old t-shirt. I'll have to cut that up and use it. What is that your mindset? Or are you like, oh my gosh, like really feeling, I don't have enough. I'm going to, you know, there's going to be some sort of like massive repercussions because I don't have the toilet paper I need. Oh my gosh, there's no flour. I can't make whatever it is I planned on making for dinner. Figure something else out. So if you're having trouble doing that, if this, you know, kind of lack mentality, this sense of scarcity is really, like if you are really feeling it, you probably have something going on with your root chakra. Moving up to your sacral chakra. Are you, so yes, LaToya, yeah, make it work. So yeah, so if you're able to kind of adapt, then that might not be an area that's an issue for you. You might be good. Your root chakra may be clear and open and you're good. Let's move up to that sacral chakra. How is that feeling? Are you having a lot of like tummy issues, bloating, gas, indigestion? Are you feeling like stomach cramps? Ladies, again, this is tied to our reproductive system, our womb. How is your womb feeling? Are you getting really, really bad cramps during your cycle? Are you having heavy bleeding during your cycle? These may be symptoms of your sacral chakra really needing some work, really needing some attention. And that is going to relate to, again, your sexual functioning. How is that going? Are you over or under sexed, or, you know, having a drive that is not quite balanced? Are you having, again, just like physical issues in that area? When we talk about our mindsets, how comfortable are you in the knowledge and the fact that you, God has endowed you with the tools, with the skills, with the thought that you need in order to create financial abundance? How comfortable and secure are you in the knowledge, in the fact that you are able to, if you're a business owner, or even if you are working for someone else, how secure are you in the fact that you're endowed with everything you need to do your job? Whether it's to think about a problem creatively, whether it's to create a new product or think outside the box on this project that's had your whole team stuck. How much do, when we think like write of blocks or creative blocks, how much do they impact you? Are you able to say, at this moment in time, I'm having a little bit of a block, I'm gonna walk away, I'm going to take a run or do whatever I need to do in order to recalibrate and it'll come to me? Or do you get really stuck in like, oh my gosh, I can't think of the solution, this is terrible, it's never going to work, I'm never going to get this project off the ground? What is your thought pattern around problems like that? And again, the way you handle those types of situations will tell you a lot about whether or not your financial blocks are connected to your sacral chakra. Moving up to that solar plexus. Again, how is this area feeling? Are you having like those sort of, and because these areas are really kind of, so your sacral is right between your heart and your belly. So you may be feeling like a combination of things in those areas, heartburn, indigestion. Again, they can be related to more than just one of those chakras, but your solar plexus is again related to, and I think I just did the solar plexus. Did we talk about that? The creativity. I'm sorry, guys. But so that is your power center, and you might be feeling that in a couple of different ways. Again, they might overlap a little bit, but that is your creative center. Your heart chakra, that those feelings of love, of confidence, of self-worth. So that confidence is really tied more to your solar plexus, that power. You know, how confident are you that you are the person for this job? Your boss asked you to do this project, and how confident are you in the fact that I've never done it before, but I'm gonna figure it out? That's your solar plexus, that's that power center. Moving up to your heart, this is your love, your ability to receive and give love. Your security, how connected you feel to others, your feelings of self-worth. So this is where we get into feeling like you deserve to be wealthy. You deserve financial abundance. You are worthy. What is your self-esteem like? That is where that's going to tie in. Now, if you're, again, you're having chest pains, you're having indigestion, like feelings in this area. This is where a heart chakra block is going to manifest physically. How are you feeling in your heart? How are you feeling in your chest? Do you feel kind of open and free breathing? How do you have asthma? Do you have a lot of flare-ups? Is breathing a problem? Bronchitis, all these kind of lung issues are going to be related to your heart chakra. So those are a couple of ways for you to figure out if the problem is in your heart chakra. And again, what are your thoughts and beliefs? Do you feel, do you think that you are not worthy for whatever reason? This could be, we can trace this back to childhood in some cases. Again, what are those things that you've been taught in your, you know, throughout your life that relate to your feelings of self-worth? So that's where that's going to be tied in. Moving up to, again, this throat chakra. How comfortable are you speaking and standing in your truth? How comfortable are you saying, no, sir, this is not my job. I'm here to, you know, fill out this paperwork. I filled out these forms. And I don't care if it's just you asking me to hit send after I type this email out. That's not in my job description. And I will very politely and professionally tell you that's not my job. You have to get the send woman to send this email. I typed it up. I did my job. That's all I'm going to do. Now I can send it for you, but you're going to have to compensate me. That is where this throat chakra is going to come in. And your physical manifestation of that is going to be sore throat, any kind of like scratchiness issue. Now I don't know if you guys can see, or I know because it's me. So this is one of my problem areas, okay? I tend to get sore throats. I do have an enlarged thyroid, so it might look like I have like a bulge in my neck a little bit on camera. So I don't have like thyroid hyper or hypothyroid issues, but it's just enlarged. It has been all my life, and I struggle. This is, you know, my work that I continue to do with really standing in my truth and speaking my truth, because I don't like to upset people. I don't like to argue. So I will kind of hold in what I want to say a lot more than I should. So again, is that an issue for you? What are your thoughts about this area that relate to this area? How comfortable, again, are you thinking, I don't want to upset so-and-so. I don't want to start any trouble. So I am willing to not speak. I am willing to accept less than because I'm worried about someone else's feeling. That's going to be related to your throat chakra. And how does that play out with you financially? Again, the bank charged me this extra $20. It's only $20. I would have spent that on a night at the movies anyway. It's not that big a deal. I don't want to go through the steps of talking to someone, of telling them what they did, what I need. So it's okay. How often do you do that, and how is that impacting your bottom line? How is that impacting your ability to accumulate wealth? How is that affecting your ability to save money? Moving up into your third eye. Now you're going to feel this in your head. Your third eye and your crown, again, they're very close. They're very connected. So you're going to feel very similar symptoms if you have a block in your third eye and your crown. You're going to feel this in your head. This is going to be your headaches, your migraines. Your third eye is connected to your physical and spiritual sight. So glaucoma, eye issues, like these kinds of problems are connected to your third eye chakra. So if you have any of those physical symptoms, you may have an imbalance in your third eye chakra. your third eye is connected to your intuition. So again, if you had this business proposition and you're feeling in your spirit, for whatever reason, either you're feeling like, this is a scam, or if you're feeling like, oh, this would be a great opportunity, but I don't really, it doesn't align with who and what I am. I don't believe in this product, or I couldn't do this product justice because it's not quite me. That, but you do it anyway, you're not going to fall for the scam, which you knew was a scam. So you're going to lose money because you knew going into it, you felt like this was a scam. You felt you were intuitively guided to know that you shouldn't do this, but you let that voice, you let your brain come in and say, ooh, but I mean, look at all the information he's showing you. Look at all the testimonials and all the people who are telling you this is a great opportunity. And you ignore that intuition. You're going to find yourself unable to keep or earn money because you are engaged in activities. You're engaged in financial dealings that are not aligned to you for whatever reason. Moving up into that crown chakra, this is your spiritual connection, your connection to the divine. And again, like I said, these kind of overlap a little bit. So how connected do you feel? How secure do you feel in your connection to the divine? How guided are you in life in general, in your day-to-day dealings, as you go about knowing that what you are doing, how you are operating is God's will, is your path, is your destiny, is what you are being called to do? How connected do you feel in your spiritual practice? Are you attending a church that you're feeling like is not meeting your spiritual needs? You're questioning the message that you're receiving every Saturday or Sunday or whenever it is you attend. How connected are you feeling to the congregants, to the rest of the people there? And because you're not feeling connected to the message or the people or the building, whatever it is, has you questioning the existence of God, or how God is showing up in your life, or however it is that it has you questioning your own spirituality, right? So maybe it's time to find a spiritual practice that resonates with you. It doesn't have to be your mama's or your grandmama's. Right. It just needs to speak to you. Right. So again, what spiritual teachings have you really embodied? What spiritual teachings have you absorbed? Do you believe that are not aligned with financial prosperity? Rich people are evil. Rich people are stingy. Wealthy people are, you know, wealth is a result of being too in this world, too secular, too attached to the love of money, and not being attached enough to the love of Christ or to the love of God. You're idolizing money if you have a lot of it. What are your beliefs around money and spirituality? Because I don't care how much you bust your butt at work, I don't care how good you are at bringing in money. If you do not believe that it is okay to have money, you can earn $1 million tomorrow. You're going to give it all away, right? Because you don't believe that you should have it. And you think that there's a problem with having it. So again, like, this is kind of a quick way. And like I said, you can work with someone who does this work to, you know, really kind of figure out which chakras, and it can change. Like today it might be your solar plexus, tomorrow it might be your crown or your third eye. but you can really kind of assess these areas yourself just by paying attention to how you physically feel in those areas, to paying attention to what your thoughts are, what thoughts come up. I'm feeling like I don't have enough. Oh, that's my root. Or you can work with someone who does this work and can, you know, help guide you through it. But like I said, this is something you can do on your own. This is something, it's a good thing to do as part of your own spiritual daily practice. As you're meditating, as you're praying, whatever that spiritual practice looks like for you, however you decide to commune with God, daily, weekly, however often you decide to do it, this is a good practice to just, or a good habit to get into, just checking in with those areas and seeing how you feel. And then you want to take it a step further, because again, we're talking about that financial abundance and how we can earn and keep and hopefully grow our money.
Yeah.
So how are those things, how is how you feel physically, how are those thoughts that you have affecting your ability to do one of those, any or all of those things?
All of them.
All of them.
All of them. LaToya has a question. LaToya, I see that you have a question. She's asked, how do we work on clearing these areas once we discover that maybe we have, you know, a blockage?
Okay. So, and I'm just kind of, I will answer you and then I'm going to kind of read through, because I see like the chat was like blowing up too. So one of the ways that you can really work on clearing, now I am a Reiki practitioner. So like when I'm working with clients, we assess what areas are blocked and I do Reiki on those areas. Now, again, these are all things you can do by yourself. You don't need anyone. We are all we need, all right? We have all the tools, the knowledge, the skills to heal thyself. So you can really work with sending energy to those areas. And this is what Reiki is. So you want to call on, and whether you're working with someone else, as like I do, or you're doing it for yourself, because I also do it for myself. You want to make sure you're calling in the energy from God, from source, from the universe, okay? Because we are healing an area that is out of whack. We're healing an area that is not functioning correctly. You do not want to heal, like use your own personal energy reserve to send to this area, because you will be drained, you will be depleted, and then you'll find...
I'm so sorry, your phone went out when you was like, you do not... All I heard was, you do not want to... After all of that, I'm like, what don't I want to do? Tell me.
So you don't just want to say, oh, I'm having a solar plexus issue, I'm going to send energy to my solar plexus, and you just send energy to your solar plexus. You want to make sure you're, you know, grounded, and you want to call in that energy from God, from the divine, from the universe, from source. Again, whoever, whatever you identify with, you want to ask for that energy to send to that area.
Right.
So that you don't deplete your good energy, your reserves, your other healthy areas. So my solar plexus has been vibrating regularly.
Sometimes it's so strong, I'm just like, oh my God, what are you trying to tell me? Something's going, like, it's like I have a vibrator and I'm just holding it against my, been very interesting.
So it can be a couple of things. It can be overactive. So like, your solar plexus, your that creative, you know, center. But it can also just be like, this area for you is just, it's exactly where it needs to be. Like you said, like this energy right now, there's so much going on. There's so much content in general being creative. So is it a good thing? Like, are you able to create the thing, get out the things you want to get out? Or is it really just overstimulated? Are you only concerned with creating, like you're not eating, you're not drinking, you're not exercising or connecting with your loved ones because I have to do. So, you know.
Great. No, I think it's been balanced. I'm welcoming it. I like it. I know that it's telling me something different than the usual. I just want you to know that I was on with Crystal last weekend. And when I got off from you, because I have been blocked, and that's why I wanted to talk about this, because most of the women here are in business for themselves. Some of them I'm in business with, some of them I'm connected with spiritually, most of you I know. But I do know that sometimes, you know, we're doing all of the motions, we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, we're checking off our lists, and shit is still not moving. Mm-hmm. So I really wanted to open up and plant seeds that this is very essential. You know, we can go and we can pray, and we can go and take action, and we can make sure we're on that Zoom, and we're doing this, and we're checking off, and we're making our calls. But, you know, just like the sun affects the trees and the leaves and the every, you know what I mean? We're affected as well. Mm-hmm. And energy is really important. So I really thank you for this, Crystal, because I see a few people here that I know that have gotten a couple of nuggets, you know, and as relating to your business, if you do feel stuck, I know that's how I discovered this. In 2016, I was going for jobs, and there were jobs that I was qualified for, but they weren't hiring me. And I could tell in the interview that they were not receiving me with the intention that I was really heartfelt given. And I had my first chakra alignment, and it changed everything. I got the job. And so I've been studying this, and this has become more prevalent, and it's actually part of my life and a tool. So after I got off with you, I did my own alignment. And girl, I had been so blocked for 3 days, and I had been like insane since Monday. I just can't keep still. And I was like, that's what it was. So sometimes we forget as well. But I just wanted to open it up for anybody that wanted to share or had any questions before we have to let Crystal go or before we have to go. And yes, Miss LaToya, I'm going to unmute everybody. Or you guys.
Another thing you guys can do too is if the sending the energy is not your thing, just pray. Like in your prayers, ask God, Goddess, again, whoever, to open this center for you. Please open my heart. I know that it's blocked. I know that I'm having an issue. Please open my heart. Please open up my, you know, creative center. Whatever it is you need to do in order to just set the intention to clear that area.
Thank you so much.
I noticed that other people had questions. So you know me, I'm like, I got a question. I want to know. But you, when you were mentioning some of the symptoms that we should be aware of, you talked about the, because I wrote it down. I'm like, oh, she's kicking facts right now. You talked a lot about the heart chakra, the ability to connect. You talked about this solar plex chakra and that financial abundance, and then the navel being the creative part. This part, like literally, if you were to take a marker and go like this to me, that's where I always feel so much tightness. You talked about bloating. You talked about all of that. And then when you just mentioned to Vonda, you was like, it could be where it's over packed, like because I'm not connecting with the family at the time because I'm always thinking about, oh my God, what's my next, you know, creative move? And then I can't even think about nothing creative because I'm like, oh my God, I'm not spending any time with my family. Then I don't have enough, like all of that you're saying, like I really, really resonate because it's so real. And so, like you said, just calling in to receive that energy. How do you, like, because she said she got her shot. What should that look like? Like, where should I be?
Okay.
I'm
going to answer your question and also Yvonne's question. So Yvonne asks, how often should we get our chakras cleared? That's totally a personal choice. Again, you can do it for yourself every day. Like I said, as part of your daily spiritual practice, do a quick check-in to see what's going on. And there are other tools that you guys can use too. Like I use pendulums and crystals. That's a whole other workshop to kind of assess these areas and send your energy, send up your prayers, whatever you need to do to just, you know, clear that. So this can be done every day. And I'm sorry, LaToya, what you had something else and I didn't quite answer it, which was?
It was just like where, I know you said it can be done every day.
Oh, yes.
I feel like there's a, like maybe is there a way I should set up my space, my zone for the energy to kind of.
Okay. So this is what I personally like to do. I use my crystals because, like, if I'm working with, oh, thank you. So if I'm working with a client, and I do all of my sessions remotely, so it will either be a Zoom call or just a regular phone call, and I'll just have you get relaxed and comfortable. You can sit up, you can lay down, whatever floats your boat. And I will set out my crystal. So different crystals have different frequencies. So all of our chakras are connected to different crystals. And there are more than one crystal that will relate to each chakra. And some of these overlap as well. Because I find it's easier, again, you can do this however works for you. But I personally, when I'm working with myself, I can't figure out what's going up here in my root while I am laying down, or like you can't see what's going on and work on the area at the same time. So I like to use crystals. So this is my altar and this is how I have it set up. These crystals, as you can see, they're like in a line. And these crystals represent chakras. So I have a set that I work on with me. I have my own personal set, and then I have a set that I work with clients with. So what I do is, so I use a pendulum. And
ooh, I love the pendulum.
I make these pendulums myself. You can get them wherever. Online, you can get them at Amazon. If you guys have any like spiritual shops near you that you know frequent or whatever. So this is a pendulum and it's just a point on the end, and you can make these yourself. Again, lots of different ways we can do this, but this is what I like to do. So I will go in and I will say, I will establish at the beginning of the session, or if I'm doing it for myself, that these stones represent crystal chakras or Vanda chakras or whoever. And I'll take the pendulum. Now, I will say, show me a cleared energy center, show me a block. Now, the pendulum usually, and I'm swinging this, y'all, just so you can see. So back and forth is going to be, we'll say clear. And then if it goes side to side, we'll say that is a block, all right? And then I go over each stone. Show me my root chakra. And it'll either go side to side or back and forth. Show me my solar plexus, or my sacral. Show me my solar plexus. And I'll go through each chakra. And like I said, it'll be either clear or block. Now, once I figure out what's going on in that area, whether it's clear or whether it's blocked, that is when I will work with that crystal. So now, the rose quartz is excellent. This is like the love stone. So this is excellent for your heart chakra. My heart chakra is blocked. I'm just going to hold the crystal and I'll meditate over it. You can send energy to it, whatever you feel called or led to do with this crystal, work with this crystal.
No bagging me.
And setting the intention as you're doing this work, as you're holding it, you can hold it to your heart, do whatever you feel called to do, and use a crystal as a stand-in for your chakra to clear and open it up. So especially, again, your root, your crown, especially if you're like laying down, it's kind of hard to work with the area, be calm and relaxed. And particularly if you are using a pendulum, I don't care what I'm doing. If I'm laying down, standing up, whatever, if I'm holding the pendulum up here, I can't see what's going on. I have no idea which way it's swinging. So I really do actually need to see, you know, need something else to figure out what's going on. So that is one thing you guys can do if you feel so led.
I think, can I say something? I think also too, I think it's important to know that we're not worshiping crystals, you know? Crystals are, we're not worshiping. They're just a tool. They're like a tool, like a thermometer, or like a tool that you use that's like connected to nature, something bigger than you, that you use to align yourself. You're not sitting there saying, oh, magical crystal. No, you are the magic. The magic is within you. You're just tapping into who you are and what you need to do to heal yourself. And the crystals, they represent different elements of yourself. So I just wanted to say that as well, because I think sometimes in the beginning when you're trying to do this, you're like, well, am I worshiping it? Because we come from different backgrounds and we're used to worshiping things. And I think what you're trying to say, you can let me know if I'm saying it wrong, Crystal. You're asking people to really tap into themselves. And I love what you do, because you really help people like navigate what that is, especially in the beginning. You do need someone to kind of help you understand the language of that, because it's all energy. And you kind of need someone to like say, hey, no, that's okay. That's normal to feel that. You feel that little fire down there? That's normal, girl. Don't worry about it. You feel a little bad. Because it can be a little overwhelming at times, and there's nothing wrong with it, and it's good. It's really, really good once you get to that space. So that's my two cents. Hi.
Yes, thank you, Renon. Yeah, and you're absolutely correct. And again, this is why I, you know, keep saying, I know I've said it like 100 times, but do what feels right for you. Do what feels natural and right for you, because what works for me, what I like, what feels good for me, doesn't necessarily feel good for you. And particularly, again, no matter how you slice it, no matter how much work you do, are what we've been taught, what has been drilled into us since childhood, since infancy, it affects us. So you may not be in a place, whether you realize it or not, but you know, like crystal work may feel like worshiping crystals to you. So if that's not your jam, if that's not your vibe, don't do it. Do whatever feels, if you just want to call in a prayer, say, God, my head has been killing me. I know that something, again, you might not want to call it chakra, but you know, you've had a migraine for 3 days. Lord, please work on my head.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you so much. I just wanted to point out that you guys, we've been practicing things, and I just want us to be present and conscious to the movements and what we do. She just put her hands together like this. There is a reason why we pray with hands together. It's that energy, fusion, the yin and the yang. You know, so many of us are doing some of these practices, and we don't even realize that it's part of our rituals. Because we don't have the history, we don't, we've never had it explained. We are being led blindly, we do blind faith, so it's very important. I hope that there are some nuggets here that you guys have, like, that will open up your minds to really help you, especially with your money and business, because that law of attraction is real.
Yes.
But if we do not get rid of some of our root causes, and start to go inside differently, because there are hundreds of ways to go in. This is just one of them. Hey, Miss Andrews, how are you?
Yeah, so
happy to see you. Anybody else? We've got a couple of minutes. This has been a great session. I mean, I'm open. If you want to stay, please feel free to stay and share. We have a couple of very gifted people on the line, ladies, gentlemen. So
I just want to say Crystal is the real deal. So if you really, she does do it remote. I live in Atlanta. She's all the way in New York, and she's done my like reading and the aligning. And I actually really felt something. So, and I've been to several of these. I know a lot of different people who do a lot of different things. Crystal has her own way of doing it. She's a really good teacher. She's very calming. And she, if you're a newbie or even just trying to hone in, she's really awesome. And Vonda, I love what you're doing. This is like right up my alley. So thank you so much. This is like, I never thought of it this way. So it's really amazing that this aligned with me today, with just really taking ownership of like, what, how do I feel about money? How does that associate with my energy towards money? Like, even when, I think it was you that said this, Crystal, you're like, you know, we're taught, you know, in some religions we're taught like money is wrong, money's not good, money's not, you know, you're bad if you're rich or da-da. Well, how do you associate, how do you even get wealthy? How do you even feel comfortable with money if that's deep down how you feel? And the more money you have, the more you can help other people. And that's the reality of it. So I just want to say thank you both to you ladies. This was amazing.
Yes. And that is, I'm glad you said that actually, Marone, because as like I was writing my notes before we got on here, and you know, I'm thinking about how to explain or talk about not the money not being evil, and really money, again, this is all energy. Money is energy. So how did Mother Teresa do her work? Money. I mean, she might not have profited from her work, but she had donors and backers and people who donated money or other physical material resources for her to go out and do the work that she did. So if philanthropy is what you want to do, you can't do it with no money. So again, you may not want the big pool or the Mercedes or the Bentley or whatever it is, but you still need money to be able to do your work and whatever that work is.
Absolutely. You guys, this also works with people. I'm in a people business. You know, we need to attract our clients. So, because that's where the money comes from as well. So please be present to how, you know, people receive you. Once again, that's all about energy. You know, you'll feel a different way if I hand you a $100 bill versus a $1 bill. That's energy as well. You know, creating a certain type of life condition, a certain type of spark from within that comes from somewhere.
This was amazing, I must say, because of course I chat. I guess that part of my chakra is always open because I'm always a chatter. So this was so I really feel calm now. I know it sounds funny.
No.
But I genuinely feel like, because I feel like my body's like, oh, we understand what's happening right now, why those things are that way. Now, again, like you said, do you panic like, oh my God, I got it? Or do you say, okay, this is how, so that's where I'm at. Like, this is how you have to fix this, Toya, so that you can be at a better state. And hi, Marin, to her, I know her too. It's so good to see you and hear your voice. But this
oh,
was
really you guys know each other. Oh, that's so cool.
Marin, yes, Marin knows me and my sister. Rhonda,
didn't you establish
that's my BFF.
Yes,
Montoya. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm definitely going to reach out because I am interested. Although as you mentioned before, with as Marin mentioned, you know, it's not like you're worshiping something. And I know as a Christian, things like that are normally swayed away because they're not utilized for good. They were utilized for evil. And so that's why they kind of took that out the box, but it existed. Like, these are things that existed way before we were here, and God had ordained people with specific type of power to prophesy, to see, to visually interpret dreams. And that's not something that went away. We're still the same people, but it's about how do you utilize it. And so what you're doing in your energy right now, I can feel that is pure and it's authentic, that I would feel okay to say, hey, Spirit, visit her so that she can help us. And that's like, that's another very important part, because before being a Christian and all those other things, I was into some other stuff, and those things you can feel is different. So right. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Today's Ask Chris question comes from Madge. And Madge wants to know how she can move forward in her relationship with her mom. And this is one of those situations where I really just have to laugh at the messages that we receive from the cards, because the card that you got, Madge, is the Six of Swords. And the message in the Six of Swords is to move, to literally move. So I'm going to assume that you and mom probably live together and you are probably at each other's throats right now. So what happens when we live with someone, particularly when we live with our parents as adults, those day-to-day annoyances, someone leaving a dish in the sink, someone not putting a brush back in its place after it was used, whatever the case is. Those little things annoy us. And that build up, like those little annoyances just build upon each other and just create this baseline. So you're operating always from a place of tension and frustration. So when you have real emotional traumas, hurts, pains on top of that, it's much harder to deal with the big stuff when you have a buildup of the little stuff that kind of puts you in this agitated state and puts you on the defensive as kind of like a default mode. So the message here, the advice here is to literally move. And what you may find is once you guys have your own space, once there's some physical distance between you, you're able to approach each other on the big things. So with the emotional trauma and any big, real, serious emotional issues that need to be discussed, you'll be able to approach those things from a calmer place, because those little day-to-day annoyances that have been building up are no longer a factor because you're in your own space. So when you come together, you have had that time and that space away from each other to decompress, to regroup, and to come together when you guys do in a much more gentle and loving way. So, Madge, my advice to you is to find your own place. And hopefully the physical space between you guys will give you the room you need to repair and rebuild this relationship. Good luck. If you have a question that you'd like answered on Ask Chris, then email me at askchris, that's C-R-Y-S, at lifecrystallized.com. That's life with a Y, L-Y-F-E. And if you like to stay in touch throughout the week and continue to receive inspirational quotes and messages, be sure to follow me on social media. I am on Instagram and Facebook at Life Aligned Podcast, and I'm on Twitter at Life Aligned. Thank you again for joining me this week for this episode of the Life Aligned Podcast. Be sure to tune back in next Sunday for a brand new episode. Bye.